Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Robert Barry.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Curly, The Move.
What's that song all about?
Curly was released as a single by The Move in July 1969. This was the last single to feature Carl Wayne on lead vocals before he left, and the first with bassist Rick Price replacing Trevor Burton. Songfacts.com says,
"The song is about a boy who was stifled by his conservative father, but sees the world in a new way when a girl enters his life. It turns out she is just toying with him, and leaves him the fool."
Roy Wood, who plays multi-tracked recorders, wasn't crazy about the song, calling it
really corny.
He thought there were better songs the record company could have released. Bev Bevan thought it was too poppy and sugary.
"We're not ordinary people. We're morons. Let's dance."
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And this is the worst song that I have ever heard about Curly. The music does not match the energetic, frenetic pace of a Three Stooges short. And not only that, there is no reference whatsoever to Curly in the lyrics. There is not even a... There's no...
Certainly!
There's not even... Not even just one yuck. There's no slapping sound effects or clangs or even twisting Curly's nose. This is a terrible Three Stooges song. The Jump in the Saddle Band did a much better song about Curly with the Curly Shuffle back in 1983.
I was about to say, I think you are thinking of the Jump in the Saddle Band. This is not a song about Curly, Moe, or Larry, or even Shimp.
What about Curly Joe? Is it about Curly Joe? Because then that might...
No, it's not about Curly Joe.
Well, what other Curlies can there be in the world? If you're going to do a song called Curly.
Some kid named Curly who is in love with a girl and his dad is stuffy and doesn't like Curly being Curly.
Well, then maybe I have misinterpreted this entire song and that would explain why it didn't make me laugh.
No, it made Bev Bevan gag from what I read.
Yeah, Roy was not crazy about it either.
Yeah.
And getting off the stupid Three Stooges thing. Yeah, Roy Wood, Bev Bevan, they are not fond of this song. They really don't think much of it. I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, I took a bit of a sample last week after we finished recording last week's episode, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like this one. But then when I actually sat down and listened to more than 4 seconds of it, it's like, I do like it. I mean, this could be such a dreary song, but fortunately, it's got a bouncy acoustic guitar and a bouncy bass line and some bouncy drums and the recorders that Roy Wood is playing, which in the video, he's playing two at the same time. They're coming out of each side of his mouth. I don't know if he actually did that in the recording studio and just overdubbed, which is probably what happened. I liked Otto. I thought it was a perfectly fine, you know, last week was the dreary folk song from The Idle Race. This week, this is the bouncy, fun kind of folk song from The Move. I liked it. Roy Wood, Bev Bevan, if you disagree with me, you come at me. Let's go. You guys should know the phone number by now. Or just show up at my apartment. We'll set up the microphone and we'll go to town.
Well, yeah, it's The Move's bubblegum single, I believe. But
see that I kind of had to like, wait, what? Did you forget about Flowers in the Rain, which was pretty bouncy bubblegum psychedelia to me?
Yeah, but there was a whole bunch of other history behind that, including the whole controversy, and they did perform on stage destroying things whenever I mean at that point they were still smashing up televisions and everything. Which explains some of the sound on that live EP. They probably smashed their equipment.
It really did, yeah.
Their audio equipment, yeah, probably accidentally.
Oh, wait. We still need that for the show, don't we? Well,
yay.
Too late now.
Yeah.
I guess we got to go on.
Yeah, it's a nice flowery flower pop song, but there's a whole bunch of counterculture undertones to it and everything. Mm-hmm. Not known if they meant it at first, but it ended up being that way. It's happy Beatles-ish pop, and it's good, and it's well done, and I like it. I mean, I can see why Roy Wood's going, why do we do this? However, yeah. there's some other stuff they should be looking at going, why did we do this? This isn't the worst thing they could ever do.
No.
In fact, it's one of the better things that they did in between albums. I think putting it in perspective between Blackberry Way and the Shazam album, where you got those long extended 10-minute songs, yeah, I can see why both Bevan and Wood maybe going, we did this. But they did it, and they did it well. They got it out of their system, and it's not embarrassing.
No, it is not.
It's not boring, and it's not stupid. It's a fun song, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics are good to it, too.
Yeah.
Now, is this the first time that Wood showed up as his garden gnome self? Because I know for the longest time before that, he looked like a hippie, but like the rest of the band did, but didn't have the hair and the beard and everything that he's become known for. That whole wizard look that he's become known for over the years. I mean, he doesn't have the glam makeup on and the grease paint and everything, but he's got the hair and the beard going here.
Yeah, there's a video for this, and it's a black and white video, and yeah, there's Roy Wood with that. It looks like a witch's wig that's been really teased out, but I really don't think that's a wig. I'm sure that's natural Roy coming out of his head. There's something else about this song. The last time we hit a Move single, we said, well, this is the last time for Carl Wayne. And then
I told you it wasn't.
Here's Carl Wayne. Yeah, yeah. and this is the frustrating thing about trying to do a podcast about the Move. First of all, finding any information about specific songs and then finding correct information. So I don't know. At this point, I don't know what's what until we get to when Jeff Lynne's in the band. And then thank God for the Jeff Lynne database. But who knows? I just start making stuff up.
On Days of the Broken Arrows, I said Phillips all the way through instead of Liberty. So we kind of canceled ourselves out.
We both
did. So I was right about Wayne remaining in the band. He remained all the way through Shazam. He was ready to quit. He was already out the door, pretty much. But he stayed with the band long enough to record Shazam, and then after that, that was it.
Okay. I'm just going to nod, because at this point, I don't know what's what anymore. Somebody could write that Roy Wood left the band and was replaced by Tiny Tim, and Bevan had enough of that, so Animal took his place. And I'm just, sure, okay, I can't tell what's truth or what not anymore, so yeah, we'll go with that. And Lisa Songfact, she says that Bevan was replaced by Animal from The Muppet Show in 1970. Okay, sure.
Yeah, Bevan looks as happy to be there as usual. In the video.
Of course, it's also the same thing. I also have that same kind of face all the time. It's hard to tell when Bevan's happy and when he's grumpy, because it's the same face all the time.
Trevor Burton's out at this point.
Yes, that one is yes.
There's a new bass player in. Rick Price came in on bass.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and this was the last single that had Carl Wayne on the vocals, but he was still in the band. Well, okay. You notice he's the one singing in the video.
Which I just,
looking all happy-go-lucky.
Yeah. To me, Roy Wood has a pretty distinctive voice. But, going through this Move stuff, I thought, well, everything is sung by Roy Wood. And I wouldn't know that unless there was the internet to tell me, Carl Wayne sings this one, Roy Wood sings this one, or Roy sings backup on this one. Because to me, their voices sound really, really close.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of difference.
No, there's not. And I thought Roy Wood sung all of this. Which is, again, why I'm like, wait, is the internet not telling me the right thing? Is the internet telling me that Carl Wayne is singing this, but it sounds like Roy Wood, and I know that Roy Wood said, okay, fine, if you want to sing on Blackberry Way, I'll do it, whatever.
No, something showed you where Carl's voice differed. from Roy's. But I double-checked because I saw in the video that it was Carl singing, so...
It's not a straight-up copy. It's not like the tune is the same or anything, but the way it's performed, the way it's heavy acoustically, it sends my mind off into Nancy Sing Me a Song, which is a song that Roy did in 1973. I like it. If this had come out in the early 90s, people would have been calling, oh, look, it's the Move Unplugged. Because from what I read, again, on the internet, everything in this song is acoustic except for the Mellotron. But I don't know, that bass.
Yeah, it's, the bass is probably electric. Unless they dragged in a stand-up bass for it, but it doesn't sound like it.
It does sound different. It sounds like your standard Move electric bass.
Good song. I don't think it shows any indication what's going to be on their next album.
From what little I know, no, just because the song is about 7 or 10 minutes shorter than what's on that next album.
Exactly.
I do like the story of the song. Usually in these songs where the guy goes and chases the girl, he finds her, and she discovers, oh, you really are the one, and they get together, and they live together, and it's an Air Supply song. What I love about this one is he chases after her, he never gets her, and he feels sad. Which is more based in reality. Because, I mean, if you're chasing after a girl who is not interested in you in that way, it just makes you look like, well, a stooge.
Got something to say about Curly? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now. Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the Curly Shuffle.
Sweet. Was it a hit or was it?
Curly entered the British singles chart on July 29, 1969. It spent 12 weeks on the chart, peaking out at number 12.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
And Eric has his own podcast. You know that big album an act had? Either the huge seller that broke them to a wider audience, or a world-famous act that became even worlder-famouser after the release of a massive-selling album. This podcast isn't about them. What came next, is about the records that came after the multi-bajillion seller. Each episode is packed with facts about the bands and their records from noted musicologist Eric Winsenson.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
So do a quick Google search and listen to What Came Next, with Eric Winsenson.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for!
I'm back.
Well, hey! This is Dr. Troy. I'm back from Parts Unknown. And here are my thoughts on Curly by The Move. Well, first of all, this song kind of reminds me of a bizarre mashup of the Monkees, the new vaudeville band, and the Scaffold. I really like the vocal. I don't know if they're saying ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum, or dum-da-dum-da-dum, or he does, but whatever it is, I like it. Once again, The Move are very good with their backing vocals, and they do it very creatively here. And I also love the flute. I love how the flute kind of goes along with the song. And finally, now I don't know for sure, but I like to think that maybe this song about a perhaps hapless young man who finds love may have influenced a certain Jeff Lynne to write Porous Wimp years later. I don't know for sure, but I like to think that maybe it did. Well, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast Podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, this time tomorrow.
Okay. Well, next week's the B-side, I guess.
Yep.
So see you on the flippity flip.